4DJC.
How's it going, Jerry? K2RCU.
Been okay today. You doing all right today?
Trying to. I'm just a minute or so out from my destination, but I heard you call. I want to get on here and holler at you. Hadn't talked to you in a while. How you doing? Everything going good for you?
I got up from a little incident I had about a month or so ago. Feeling fine now, and hadn't had any more problems since. I'm doing good. Just been out in all this melee this morning, did a little shopping, and looks like they're trying to empty the shelves again.
Standing. I'm glad to hear things are going good for you. Yeah, I think everybody's stocking up again. I don't know. It's either that or we got a supply shortage, you know. It's about like anything else. They don't nobody want to work right now.
A local restaurant here yesterday, and they had servers there, but they were kind of spread out and that sort of thing. And the lady said, we just can't get anybody to work. And I said, well, I guess that's the way it's going to be for a while. They don't want to work, so no matter how much you pay them, I guess. Of course, all that sitting at home money's gone now, that I think, isn't it?
I think it's pretty much finished up. I don't believe the government's handing out anymore unless you got kids. I think they're still doing that, but it's time for people to get back to work, that's for sure. But, Jerry, I hate to do it, but I am pulling in the driveway here, going to look at another job, and I just, like I said, I wanted to holler at you and say hey, see how you're doing. But I'm going to jump off from here. I'll say 73s, and it was a pleasure talking with you, and like I said, glad to hear you're doing good. K2RC will be clear on your final.
Okay, you take it easy this afternoon. Still, it's decent outside, but you mentioned it's awful high if you're working out in the outside or not. I know whether you're working inside or outside. David, take it easy. We'll holler at you later. Have a good one. And 4DJC, clear.
4DWJ, W4NGU. R, W4NGU.
Will the talk to you? Catch you 4CTD mobile.
I don't think so, Wyatt. Just got this antenna hooked up in the car. And I don't know what the standing wave is. Hopefully it's fine. But I'm back on. I had my antenna broken accidentally by a car detailer.
Well, you know, the weird thing is I'm practically right under the repeater right now. And I'm still getting static off the repeater. I don't know what's going on.
W2T Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. Well, Wyatt, the kid did a 15-year-old kid did a fabulous job detailing the truck, but his daddy pulled it under the garage because they couldn't deliver it back to him until the next day, and that's when he broke off the antenna. So go figure.
Well, did they at least buy a new antenna? And hey, Rusty, get to 4CTD, and I'll pass it over to you, and then back to Rusty.
Actually, they did. I didn't ask for it, but they went to church with me, and he came to church Sunday with the money for a new antenna and said, I just don't feel right about it. And I said, well, man, you don't have to pay me, but I wanted to make him feel good, so I took his money. Go ahead, Rusty.
Oh, you got to be good. You know, those church folks, you want to keep them feeling good about you, Phil. And, you know, if they offer you money, you know, don't refuse it. Now, you may want to contribute it to something else at the church. I've done that a couple of times with people at my church, too. So, you know, I do things for them, and they give me this, give me that, and I just usually turn around and contribute it back to the church for one of our programs. So that way I don't feel like I've overtaken somebody. And good to talk to you, Phil, and good to hear you, Wyatt. And go ahead, Phil.
I got away from a mag mount this time, so I got a more permanent professional installation and got RG213 run all the way. For what little extra benefit that'll bring, I'll feel better about it. So I'm ready to go. Go ahead, Wyatt.
What y'all carry on, because I'm driving and it's kind of rainy over here by the mountains, and going over to Helen, Georgia for the afternoon. KJ4CTD Mobile.
I'm going to sign too, fellas. I got some stuff to do, but I wanted to get this hooked up. So, Rusty, we'll be listening for your final. This is W4. Never give up.
All right. Well, glad you got a new antenna on there. And all I just left getting my ears lowered. And now I'm going to go over to Olive Garden and sit in there and have me some lunch and, you know, enjoy a little bit of peaceful time for a while. So, anyway, provide I keep this guy from pulling in front of me. Y'all have a good afternoon, both of you. Wyatt, be careful out there if you're driving in the rain. It's not raining down here. In fact, I got sunshine right now. But y'all take it easy, Phil. We'll catch you another time. KJ Ford, CTD. Have to remember who's calls out there. Anyway, y'all have a good afternoon. 73's W2T Mobile. Car W2T. Mobile.
TKZ4TMA.
In the form 2 Tango, go ahead.
Just heard you throw out your call sign. Yeah, my name is Simon. I'm located in Greenville. I'm a relatively new ham. Call sign is Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha. Just wanted to shout back out to say hello, make the connection.
Well, we talked the other day. This is Rusty over here in Spartanburg area. Yeah, we talked the other day because you were on the radio with Tom the other day when you and I met up. So good to hear you again and everything. So I'm sitting here at a traffic signal waiting on all the lights to do all our things so I can make a left turn. Of course, it's right here at the end of lunchtime, so hopefully I can get where I'm going before it gets over so I can get some lunch.
Yes, Steve, thanks for reminding me. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your voice, and I think I misheard your call sign. So if you don't mind, say it back to me. I want to get it right so I don't make this mistake again. Is it, I think it's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, am I right?
Roger, it's Whiskey United 2 Tango, or Wound Up 2 Tight. If you ask Tom, he'll tell you I'm wound up too tight. That's where the W2T comes from.
Well, whatever it stands for, I've got it right now, so I'll recognize you next time. All right, yeah, thanks for reminding me. But yeah, you've been doing all right these days?
Oh, yeah, a little tired, just been doing a lot of work around the house. And as I told the guys a while ago, I had went to get my ears lowered today, and now I'm headed to find some lunch. And I try every now and a couple of times a month to drop in over at my favorite Olive Garden and sit at the bar, and I can converse with the bartender and also have a good lunch and not be worried about crowds and things like that because I get there after the lunchtime and before the supper time.
Avoiding crowds, especially in this weird time with COVID and everything. So, no, that sounds good. All right, well, I hope you enjoy it. I'm actually already here at the destination, so I'll say 73's already. I just wanted to make the connection. I thought I was meeting someone new, but I'm even happier to have reconnected with you. And, yeah, I've got your call in my mind now, so I'll remember it for next time. But, yeah, enjoy your time there, and thanks for chatting.
Good one, and we'll catch up with you later. And I'm not far from where I'm going to go, so I'm going to go ahead and sign now because I'm getting close. And I had all these service people that keep in front of me, and they pull out in front of me, and then they make a turn at the next driveway. Anyway, we'll catch you later. You have a good one, Simon. W2T clear on your final.
W2T, KZ4TMA. Thanks again. Clear.
7J Mobile.
WY6G in Dickens, 100 years old at the moment. Bye-bye.
Y6G, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'm also in Pickens, and I am 48 years of old. Nice to meet you, sir.
Yes, I was in World War II. I don't think you were. Anyhow, name here is Herb. I am actually from California. I'm here permanently, more or less. So, please repeat your call sign so that my daughter can hear and understand. And write it down, she says. Thank you. Go ahead.
Herb, my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. I am a retired veteran. My name is Chad. I did two deployments in the Great Big Sandbox, and I am visiting with family up in Pickens today. I'm on the way home. I live in Campobello. I got my license maybe 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a little longer, and just upgraded to my general ticket about a month ago. And it's always a pleasure to talk with a veteran, especially on the radio.
At over 100 years old now, I'm having problems with my memory. And so you want to... My daughter says that she's got the call letters down correctly.
So if you got a few minutes, I am in a truck headed toward my house. I've got about an hour drive, and if you got a few minutes, I'd like to hang around, and talk with you for a few minutes, and find out a little bit about you. You know, what did you do when you were overseas during World War II? What kind of unit were you in?
On board a single destroyer the whole war. And I was discharged from the destroyer, actually from Seattle. From Seattle. That's where I was discharged in 1945, my daughter says. So, go ahead.
If you can hang around with me for a few minutes, like I said, I'll tell you a little bit about my service, and you tell me a little bit about your service. And I love history, and I love World War II. And but I'm, like I said, I'm only 48, or maybe I'm 49. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how old I am. So, but. I was in a communication unit. I did two deployments in the Iraq area. Pretty much in Iraq. And I was in communication. We did microwave communications with troposcatter and tactical satellites. We didn't do any Morse code or any kind of high frequency anything. It was pretty much all microwave. And it's always a pleasure to talk with another veteran, and you know, because I like to hear their stories. It's kind of a connection, I guess, you know. But, okay, well, this is KO4NUE for station ID. So, Herb, do you mind, can you give me your call sign one more time? I don't remember too well either, but if you can give me your call one more time, or I can just call you Herb, either one.
That is. this is WY6G, Whiskey Yankee 6 call. Try that one on for size.
Y6G. So yeah, that's a pretty unique call. I can I can get that mixed up real quick, but I'll try my best. And if I forget or can't remember what it is, then I'll just call you Herb. So, Herb, do you remember what destroyer you were on when you were in World War II?
The destroyer was destroyed after the war.
But the USS
Hughes. But it's the USS Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, DD-410-10. It's an old destroyer. It saw World War II, the whole thing. And I was on it the whole time. I have a history of it somewhere in my history books. So, my daughter's making comments that I don't understand because I'm behind the context of what she's been saying. So, anyhow, that's where I'm at. The USS Hughes, we had, the highest frequency we had was an 800 megahertz radar, and, oh dear, I was a radar, shall we say, technician. That was my specialty. And when it was new, there was nothing that went before it. I was in the radar school for class number 2 or 3, I can't remember which. And it lasted for 3 weeks, and I learned all I needed to know about radar. There wasn't anything else to learn. Because this was a vacuum tube deal on my ship. Everything was vacuum tube. Go ahead.
That's very interesting. I was watching a YouTube documentary the other night on the USS Indianapolis. I believe it was the Indianapolis, and it was sunk in the Pacific during World War II. And they had a salvage ship that have one of those little submarines that goes down and films, you know, the condition of the ship. And I think it was in the Philippine Sea. And they had a veteran that was on the ship when it was sunk in the battle. So he was invited to ride along with the submarine or see video of it as the, you know, it went down a mile or two to take video of his battleship. And he was an older man, and he was just really excited to see the ship, even though that it had been destroyed. But he was telling the guy that was controlling the submarine, "Hey, can you get that submarine down to the third deck? Because I had $20 in my wall locker when it was sunk, and if you can figure out how to get that submarine down there, you can have it." And I just thought that was absolutely hilarious, you know, that after all these years out of a bad situation, he was able to be, you know, comical about it and tell about his ship and the camaraderie that he had with the people on the ship and the ship itself, you know. I was in the Army, and I really didn't have anything to get attached to as far as equipment goes, anything other than my rifle. But, you know, being a ship, I could see, you know, I mean, that's your lifeline. So let me let this repeater cycle, Herb. I'll be right back. See how you could, you know, get attached to, you know, because that's your lifeline. I mean, you have nowhere else to go. And when you spend a lot of time on something like that, I could see, you know, how you would want to know everything about it. But yeah, so, okay, your turn, Herb. Go ahead.
The ship was, my ship, the Hughes, was kamikaze'd in the in the Philippines. I can get it out of my head one of these hours, but let me think about this. The ship was the Hughes, DD-410, for anybody else out there who might be listening. And if your dad was on there, that's a good thing, because he got off, believe me, unless he was one of the 21 who broiled, shall I say. They crawled up the ladder and expired on the deck. I remember putting a blanket, yes, thanks, over each one of them as the doctor gave them a shot, a morphine shot, a final one, because they were completely naked. Yes. Well, it happened. And, I can remember it, and I guess for some reason I have that's a signal memory for me. Single signal. Oh. when we were kamikaze, the pilot for the plane that kamikazed us, his head was, when the explosion happened, his head, the drawer to a filing cabinet, thank you, and it went open because of the evacuation due to the exploding air, and yes, it does do that, it evacuates, and I'm having a hard time regurgitating this, but it's... Yes, it's like my daughter says to me, it sucked his head, which I was finally able to get a story together one time in my life. And his head was in the drawer, and a part of a radio that they had, and it looked like a national radio equipment for the Navy. Looked like it was a copy of one of our national radios that were on a aircraft. We followed as a destroyer. We were assigned to a aircraft carrier, which in this particular case was the Yorktown, and anyhow, that's how far I can remember right now clearly.
I-6G, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, for station ID. Stand by. So, Herb, let me remind you, I know your daughter's in the background there. I'm pretty sure that this repeater is set up on a 3-minute timer. So if you transmit longer than 3 minutes, it may drop you out, but that's okay. If it does, just keep talking. And so we, I guess as veterans, we all have things that we remember. Some of them we want to remember, and some of them we don't. But I get it. But as long as you're remembering, and I'm along with the ride for you today, then you just remember right along. And I'll be in the vehicle for about an hour or so. And I can maintain contact with this repeater all the way home. So if let me be polite as a regular as a radio operator. Is there anybody else that would like to use the frequency? If not, then me and Herb will continue with our conversation. 6G KO4NUE, none heard. So, all right. Well, I guess it's my turn to tell a little bit of story, Herb. So, I'm gonna shift gears a little bit and keep things. Tell you a few funny stories that I deployed when I deployed. One is not really funny, but kind of interesting. I was at the main gate trying to get out of the operating base one day, and on the other side of the gate was, you know, not where you were supposed to be. On the inside of the gate was where you were supposed to be, one of those kind of things. And on the opposite side of the gate, there was a group of young ladies. I assume they were young ladies because in the Arabic world, they wear their burqas, and you really can't, you know they're female, but you really can't tell anything about them, you know. But there were two young ladies, and two full grown ladies, and I assume that one was the grandmother, one was the daughter, and the other two were the grandkids. And the grandmother had the two granddaughters dig a small depression into the earth. I don't know, 2 or 3 feet across, and it looked like a bowl, you know, if you can imagine a big bowl. And she poured about 2 or 3 liters of water into that dirt bowl and stirred the earth for a little bit, for 30-40 minutes, I guess. And in Iraq, there's no humidity. It's just dry heat. Let me let this repeater drop, Herb. I'll be right back. So after, you know, 45 minutes or so, most of the water evaporated, and it brought salt crystals to the top of the dirt, a real fine layer of salt crystals. And the grandmother was removing the salt crystals off the top of the earth to put in her little bag. They didn't get a whole lot, maybe, you know, a tablespoon or two, if that, and I'm not sure how much dirt was mixed in with it either. But I just remember watching that and thinking, you know, we go to the grocery store and pay 39 cents for a package of salt, and we don't think anything about it. And these people were pulling salt literally from the earth, and I don't think I will ever forget that. It was just an amazing thing to see, and just very interesting. So this is KO4NUE and WY6G for station identification. Okay, Herb, it's your turn. Tell me another story.
Y6G, returning to KN80. You better hold. My daughter reminds me that I should try to tell another story. Well, Maybe I can't. She says, well, I can. I've got pictures flashing in front of my mind, which don't stay there long enough to apparently trigger a story. Anyhow, it's hard talking to another person describing what happened in your life. I'm glad to hear another veteran. I'm still finishing my cooking. That my daughter cooked for me. She's taking care of me nowadays. Well, see, I had a story I wanted to tell about.
Will you sign off for a moment? I think.
Just call you back. Okay, I shall. You tell the story if you can. I didn't hear the story. If you did, go ahead.
Net contact.
KO4NUE. WY6G. Chad, I've been listening to you, Oars and Herbs. Hear y'all talking. I just wanted to let Herb know that I've been aboard the USS Yorktown. I'm Navy also.
What's your call letters, by the way, if you were on the Yorktown? Do you remember one destroyer, a single destroyer around the Yorktown? Go ahead.
Call is Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. I wasn't old enough to be in World War II aboard the Yorktown, but they got the Yorktown in a museum down at Charleston. And that's when I went aboard it, spent about a day out there exploring and reading all the charts and all about what it had done. And I think it had been sank. And then they brought it back up and sent it back to action. Am I correct?
No, it didn't. It wasn't brought back to action. It was a new ship was renamed the Yorktown. I remember looking at the ship when I went on it because I was for 6 hours. I was basically on the Yorktown, the original Yorktown, and I stayed on the Yorktown for. And then I was transferred to Hughes. Excuse me. Throat because when I'm talking, it causes a lot of phlegm. So, gosh, I can't even hold a thought now. It makes me wonder about my AM license. Go ahead.
WY6G, this is KO4NUE and K4OIM. His name is Walt. And Herb, you don't worry about that ham license. You got the license, and you are licensed to talk on this frequency. It doesn't matter if you can remember or not. All you need to remember is just key the mic and say what's on your mind. And we'll take care of the rest. You just keep talking. But Walt, K4OIM, is a good friend of mine. And like I said, he's also a Navy veteran. He did his tour in Vietnam or the Vietnam era. And I just, want to be the first to tell you, Herb, thank you so much for your service. And after talking with you for a short time. I understand why your generation is called the greatest generation. So go ahead and pick it up. Herb. You just talk. You don't have to worry about what you talk about. You just keep the mic and talk.
Very much. I appreciate it. And I'll try to put some meaning into life. The Hughes was was sunk finally after World War II by a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific. It was a serious one. The destroyer was not destroyed. It was sent 1,000 feet into the air. We have photos of it showing it in the air and verified by people who wrote the story, because they were a part of the ship's history, writing it, that is. Oh, well, sorry, I can't keep the story going. Oh, well.
I wasn't old enough to be in World War II, but my dad was. He left home when he got drafted and never came back home till the end of the war. He spent the whole 4 years in combat, and he was in the Philippines, Guadalcanal. I forget how many different conflicts he was in. I know he was at Normandy, but I've got a record, his service record, somewhere around here. But it was the World War II was the greatest heroes, as far as I'm concerned, like you said, Chad. But I've got to run to the store right quick, so I'm going to have to say 73s to you, Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E, and W-Y-6-G. I got to go pick my grandson up at school and then stop off at the store. So I'll say 73s, and Herb, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And if I hear you on again, I will jump in, believe me. So 73s to you, Herb, and to you, Chad. I will talk to y'all later. 73s.
K4OIM, K04NUE, and WY6G. 73s, Walt, have a wonderful day. But Herb, I'm still in here. I'm still moving down the road. And I called a good friend of mine. He's also a veteran, and he's also a ham radio operator. His call sign is K1CJW. He is also a World War II veteran, and he is also in Pickens. And I'm not sure if he's in here right now, but just want to let you know that I think it's just kind of neat that a bunch of veterans kind of ended up on this frequency today, and I really am enjoying listening to you tell some of your stories. Really interesting. So let me let this repeater cycle, and I'll be right back, Herb. Another story of mine is on the first deployment. I flew on a C-5 Galaxy into Al-Asad Air Base in somewhere over there in the Iraqi area. And that airplane has a big tail on it that drops, and you can, and the nose cone raises up too. But we drove 2 deuce-and-a-half trucks, 2 Humvees, and all of our equipment with 22 men. And we left about 22 days before the rest of the unit got there to get things set up. And I will never forget when that airplane touched down at Al-Asad Air Base. They let the ramp down on that airplane, and just the overwhelming heat. It was so hot in that country that heat just came up in the back of that airplane, and it was horribly hot. And my lieutenant was with me, and we were told, you know, hey, we'd be there for 4 months, and then we'll just leave the equipment there, and then we'll come back home. Well, 18 months later, I came home, and man, I'm going to tell you, that's the hottest place I think I've ever been in this country, in this world. But I never will forget that either. But KY6G, KO4NUE for station ID. Go ahead, Herb. Just tell me what's on your mind. You don't have to worry about remembering. Just talk to me.
KY6G, transmitting on the repeater. I don't keep the records here. It's got to be a repeater that I can. Caesar, repeat around Caesar Hip, my daughter says. She knows everything. thank goodness. So, I've got to think about where I want to go.
So, I know your daughter is in there, so I'm assuming that she does not have her amateur radio license, but that's okay. Is there anybody on frequency that would be opposed to some third-party traffic? Anybody that would be opposed to third-party traffic? Anybody that's opposed, tell your daughter if she would like to. She doesn't have to if she doesn't want to, but if she would like to introduce herself or give her name or anything like that, she is welcome to do so, and it can be brief or not. We all understand, but I just want to tell her, hey, it's a wonderful thing what you're doing with I'm assuming that's your dad, and if you would like to say something, you are welcome to. Is Anna, and she got her amateur radio license a couple of months ago, and we are caregivers for her mother as well, and just what a wonderful honor that is, and just want to let you know, hey, it's a great thing to meet people like Herb and you, and so I'm glad you introduced yourself, and just thank God for people like you. So okay, Herb, well let's change gears here. Can you remember when you got your ham radio license? How long have you been a ham radio operator?
8 years. This is my third call sign. Exactly. I'm 100 years old. A month ago. Okay?
Whiskey Yankee 6 Golf, KO4NUE for station ID. Herb, can you remember how long have you been a ham radio operator?
Years, I would say. I got my first damn license when I was under 20 years old. Go ahead.
I just want to confirm, did you say 80 years as in 80?
Exactly. Go ahead.
Just to tell you that, what a pleasure to speak with someone who has been in this wonderful hobby that long. I definitely am going to put you into my logbook. And I'm just curious, do you, I'm not able to get on the internet right now, but I'm hoping that your call sign is on QRZ.com, because if it is, then I'm going to send you an email, because I would absolutely love to meet you or to be able to send you, you know, some email and show you a picture of my family and, you know, things like that. You know, I'm not trying to scare you off or anything, but it's not every day that you get to speak with somebody like you, and it's just been a real pleasure to do that. And so how many do you know, can you remember how many years that you were on the destroyer? Where that ship has been and how many ports it's been to, and that's a very interesting story. In my years of service, I have been to Germany, I've been to Greenland, even though I didn't get to visit in Greenland, but we had a layover in Greenland, and they did let us go outside of the airport terminal and, you know, walk around the terminal and that kind of thing. But I did not get to visit the countryside. I've been to Africa in Djibouti, Iraq, Kuwait. Let's see, in Iraq, I was in Erbil, Mosul, Al-Asad, Tikrit, there's a couple of other places in there I can't remember them all. I was all over that country. Been to Britain, the UK, and let's see, I don't know how many states, probably all 50 states. and Alaska. That was a very interesting. That was a very interesting tour. And I got sent for some training in Alaska one time. Let me go ahead and ID her. This is KO4NUE and WY6G for station ID. To Alaska in January, February one year. And that was quite an experience. It was like 9 degrees below zero when I got there, and I swear I think that's the coldest I've ever been in my life. But it was a good tour, and I enjoyed the tour up there. Got to do some salmon fishing. I wanted to do some hunting, but I didn't get an opportunity to do that. And I think one of my most interesting tours for me was I got some time to, I got attached to the British Royal Yeomanry Squadron, which is a communication section in Britain, and I got to spend about 3 weeks with them as an exchange soldier. They sent a soldier to spend 3 weeks with my unit, and I got to spend 3 weeks with their unit. And that was a very interesting 3 weeks, let me tell you. Those British, they are something else. They got to have their tea, you know, every afternoon, twice a day. And it was a real challenge for me just to keep enough hot water in the vehicle so that the person that was attached to me was a female, and her name was Sergeant Sproat. And she had to have her tea twice a day. And, you know, we just don't drink a lot of tea. We drink coffee in the mornings, but she called it a naffy, which means break. She had to have a naffy twice a day and her tea twice a day, which was very, very interesting. But you go ahead, Herb. You pick it up. You tell me about anything you want to talk about. You don't have to think about it. Just talk.
Hear me okay? You were afraid you had broken in on me.
I can hear you, Herb. There's a little bit of static in there, but not a whole lot. You're definitely audible. And but yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
What I think is happening is that, as far as I'm concerned, something is ID'd my transmitter here, and I'm being cut off.
Okay, Herb, well, if Ann is still in there and she's writing things down, Ann, won't you get a pen and piece of paper and won't you write this down for me? My name is Chad Hightower, and that's H-I-G-H-T-O-W-E-R. My telephone number is 864-915-9166. My email is chadlhightower@gmail.com. And you tell Herb that if he would ever like to talk with me or visit with me, then I would absolutely love to do that. But that'll be left up to you and him. So But yeah, Herb, you got a little bit of static, and I just want to let you know I'm probably about 5 miles from my destination. So I've got about 10 more minutes I can stay with you. But we'll go ahead and make those 10 minutes count. So do you remember how many what different ports that your ship how many different countries your ship went to?